بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم بلغنا رمضان وغنمنا رمضان وارزقنا ليلة القدر. اللهم اربط على قلوبنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا، وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ارزقنا يا ربي قلبا خاشعا وإيمانا ويقينا ثابتا وحبا لك ولرسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم ولأمة الحبيب المصطفى ولعمل الخير يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا ندعوك يا قريب يا مجيب يا سميع يا بصير، فاستجب لنا يا رب العالمين، واكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين، وأعزنا وأنت العزيز الحكيم، وتولنا وأنت الولي الوكيل. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، I don't remember, but last time we stopped in Surah Al-Furqan, and we still continue. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr. A journey of Iman. No one will know when it will stop. It will stop by death, when a person dies. It will stop by sickness, when a person have no ability. It stopped if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatched the guidance and Iman from our heart. And this why I wrote an article, inshallah in a few days from now will be in the website. And the whole article is about how many verses in Quran talk about the heart and the style of heart and the kind of heart. And believe it or not, in Quran you have only three kinds of heart: heart of a mu'min, heart of a hypocrite, and heart of the disbeliever or unbeliever. And when you read it and you try to examine where am I, which heart I have, is really scary. And one of this main quality is the heart of the mu'min is calm, quiet, have tranquility, is steadfast. And the heart of the disbeliever, unbeliever, and hypocrite is like a yo-yo, is unstable, full of uncertainty, doubt, up and down, moody. This is not the heart of a mu'min. And my main concern, it was for one brother, I love him, and he has a lot of problem and hardship, and I know there's a problem why. All the problem and condition outside is related to the heart of the person. But what happened sometime, we're so arrogant and so deceived to the point we cannot see the problem. Why we cannot see the problem? Because the heart is veiled. Veiled with what? Veiled with whatever attachment. Any attachment generates veiled. And only the free one, the pure one has no veil. The free and pure from all the attachment, you have no veil. Now you can see, now you can comprehend. Now you have basira, now you have vision, now you have ability, now you have light, now you have guidance. And most of all, you will able to do in a time Allah wants you to do. How I know? You will know. What happened if I do not know? Meaning you veiled. And this why Ramadan is a month you can take your veil away from your heart. By trying to capture your own journey of Iman. To capture your heart purely to Allah. By this way, if you go to the month of Ramadan and use it as the main operation room, the one will cleanse your heart from the diseases of the heart, and you beg Allah to give you a pure heart, you're done. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he emphasized it when he said of the meaning of أَلَا أَنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةٍ, in the body is a piece of flesh. If it's good, the whole body is good. If it's bad and is no good, the whole body is not good. أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ, it is the heart. And I was planning to give you a topic about this issue. Okay? In details. I will try, inshallah. By this way, inshallah, when you have time, in a few days, you can go to the last articles. I forget what it's called, but you will get discovered. Okay? Is an advice?
Advice to my beloved brother.
But what, it has another name?
Today we can, tomorrow we cannot.
No, but it has another name.
A giant tree. Giant tree.
No.
That's it.
No, it has to do with the tree or with the heart.
Anyway, it talks about the tree in the Arabic.
Yes, no, but I have many trees coming. Okay, but the main thing, this one will talk about the heart. And I did not talk in this article too much. What I did is I show you how many verses in Quran advise and critical about the status of the heart. And my intention, when you read it, if you're honest, ask yourself, which one am I? Which heart I have? And try to beg Allah to cleanse your heart, straight your heart, and develop your heart. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a famous dua. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenak. Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atak. Allahumma la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana, وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابُ. What it mean? Oh Allah, the one who can change the status of the heart. Keep and hold my heart with your deen. Oh Allah, the one who changed the heart. Make my heart continue to do good deed and follow your obedience. And after that, the mean dua from Surah Al-Imran, Allahumma la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Oh Allah, don't stray our heart after guidance. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً, and give us a gift of from your rahmah. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ, you are the owner of all the gift and all the mercy of the meaning of. Now, we're going to continue our journey of today we can, tomorrow we can, we can't. And today we're going to continue Surah Al-Furqan. And again, I'm just snapshot different chapter for a message I want all of us to inculcate it. Makki Quran containing a lot of messages. But all these messages has to do with belief. And believe it or not, the first verse we're going to talk about it today, Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim Al-Jawziyyah rahmatullah alayhi said, of the meaning of whoever inculcate in this verse is enough for him. One verse is enough for him. One verse, if you live it, is enough for you. What it say? وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. وسبح بحمده وكفى به بذنوب عباده خبيرا. This verse 58 Surah Al-Furqan, chapter Al-Furqan. وتوكل على الحي الذي لا يموت. Rely on the one is living. He will never be dead. This part of a verse, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah and many another scholars said, is enough for all mankind. Rely on the one who's living and he will never die. Imagine, this actually is a verse, and when you read it in Arabic, it's almost like an advice and a command. And like what I can tell you, imagine Allah talking to me. He tell me, rely on me, the one I will never die. And after that, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ, and praise with his own thanks and show gratitude. You see again, tasbih and hamd. How many times in a very critical moment Allah command us and advise us of what? Tasbih and hamd. Tasbih, praising Allah. Praising Allah, and you see, if you do tasbih, you forget the whole life. And if you do hamd and you thank Allah, you will be drowning in the bounty of Allah. And if you rely on Him, what else left? He will be for you. And if it's Allah for you, what else do you want? Tell me. If Allah on your side, if Allah with you, what else do you want? But if you ask me today, my money, my status, my ego, whatever, my ambition, my desire, whatever, it causing a veil between me and Allah in a relationship. Because you cannot rely on Allah and you have money. Very difficult. Because with your money acting like, excuse me, I have money. I have a beauty. I have this. I have that. I have a status. I have a degree. By this way, always, any status of dunya make you believe this is can causing me or helping me and supporting me in what I want. And this is why today is not many people easy to gain iman. And this is why when you look in the Messenger Prophet, a lot of them, they didn't achieve the status of iman until they snatched Allah dunya from them. Look at Musa alayhi salam. He ran in the desert, lonely, alone, have nothing, from living in the palace of the Pharaoh. Look at Yusuf alayhi salam. His brothers throw him in a well, and he's been almost 30 years running from one calamity after another. And he's patient with Allah. Ayyub alayhi salam, he gets diseases after diseases for 18 years until Allah cure him and change condition. Yunus alayhi salam in the belly of the whale. Isa alayhi salam, nobody listening to him. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, everybody against him. You see? By this way, I'm just giving you a snapshot of Messenger Prophet, because Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abu al-Anbiya, the father of all Messenger Prophet, he's the only Muslim in his own time, against the most powerful tyrant of mankind, the king called Namrud. By this way, you find out, always journey of Iman, in a time and a place when all the odds against you. And when you do not have nothing, or you have very little, now you have to rely on Allah. And this is why always dunya is a deceiving. It makes you so arrogant to the point deep inside you do not need Allah. You think your money can do it. Your status can do it. Like one brother, he asked me a question. He working as a taxi driver. And he tell me, I discovered something. Every time I look to a very luxury place, a luxury car coming, a person coming handicapped. People are so sick. Too overweight. They have some major calamity. Yes, they have the money and the status, but they always have major calamity. Why? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, it's not your money. You're not in control. A lot of rich people, their kids is abnormal and have no cure. Why? For Allah tell you, it's not your money, your status. Basically, all this is a messages. By the way, this verse, if we live in it, if we inculcate it, is sufficient for us until we die. To rely on the one, he will never die. And praise him and thank him day and night. And look at verse 62. وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا. And he is the one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created day and night following each other. To whom? To whom who want remember Allah or he want thank Allah. By this way, the condition of day and night, one of the reasons of this condition is to check us out. Who remember me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who thanking me? Because between day and night is a lot of gift from Allah to you, a lot of bounty. And you should be in a state of zikr or in a state of thanks, or both. And after that, we talk about verse 63 until the end, which wa ibadur rahman. Now Allah will emphasize who's Ibadur Rahman. And this was located in Quran once. Wa'ibadur Rahman. The servant of Rahman. Who's the servant of Rahman? Alladhina yamshuna 'ala al-ard hauna. Those who walk in earth with humble and humility. Wa idha khatabahum al-jahiluna qalu salama. And if the ignorant argue with them and talk to them, they said, Salama, peace be with you. Leave me alone. They would not argue. By this way, look at the first two qualities of the servant of Allah. Humble and humility, and do not argue with nobody. And if somebody argue with you, what you do? Salam. You need that in Ramadan. Because Ramadan, you cannot argue. You cannot talk too much and lose your fasting. Be careful. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. And those who are spending their night between sujood and get up and pray to Allah. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. And those who are begging Allah to get them away from the Jahannam. And they said, oh Allah, the torture of Jahannam is so much. Please, Ya Allah, save us from the torture of Jahannam. إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًا وَمُقَامًا. It is the worst resident and a place. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. And those who spend. And when they spend, they're generous. But they're not stingy. And they also, they're not spending like crazy. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. They are in balance. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرًا. And those who do not have anybody as an ilah in their heart. Meaning they have completely loyalty to Allah. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And they do not killing any soul without the truth. ولا يزنون. And they do not commit adultery. ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما. And whoever do that, he will go and he gain a severe torture of Allah. يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا. And he will be really in severe torture for infinity, and he will be disgraced in this torture. Now, we have a beautiful verse, a constitution for all who has a problem. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ. This is verse number 70. 70 to 71. This one is so beautiful for all of us to hear it, inculcate it, and live in it. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ. Except those who repent. And repent meaning stop it. No more. Clean your heart from the sins. وَآمَنَ. And gain iman. وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. And do good deed. فَأُولَئِكَ. Those people. يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنًا. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Those, Allah will switch their bad deed to good deed. And you will find Allah is the most forgiving, is the most merciful. وَمَنْ تَابَ. And those who repent. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And he do good deed. فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. They will go back to Allah. One way. Tawbah is one way. What it meaning? Once you quit your bad deed, once you quit the disease of the heart, you go and develop iman, and you develop good deed, and you develop good quality. Those, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will switch your bad deed to good deed. Look at the bounty of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. They will not bear witness to a false statement. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. And if they see law, backbiting, nonsense, they go away. And they will not be a part of that. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخُرُّوا عَلَيْهَا صُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا. And those, if you remind them with the sign of Allah and the word of Allah, they will not go blindly. And they will not hear it from here and let it go. No, they respect it, they take it, they inculcate it, they try. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And those who make the dua to Allah, O our Lord, give us a gift from our husband and wife and our progeny, قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ is metaphor of the most happy time. وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And make us imam to all the good people and people of taqwa. Ulaika, those people, yujzawna al-ghurfa bima sabaru. They will get the room, the upper room in paradise. Bima sabaru, with their patience. Wa yalqawna fiha tahiyyatan wa salama. And the angel will come and tell you salam. Peace be with you. And you will be greeted. Khalidina fiha. حصلت مستقرا ومقاما. They will be there for infinity. This is the best resident and best place. قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم. What Allah care about you if you do not make dua? This verse again is very crucial. Very crucial. Some scholars said is very powerful. What it mean? Because Allah get anger when you do not make dua. Dua is power, is unity. Allah do not care about your weakness or your sins or your whatever or your diseases. But if you are sick and weak and whatever, why are you not calling Him? Calling Him! Call Allah! Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this very verse, He said, I don't care about you if you're not making dua. Meaning, if you're making dua, Allah care for you. If you're not making dua, Allah do not care for you. فَقَدْ كَذَّبْتُمْ فَسَوْفَ يَكُونَ لِزَامًا. Because you are a liar, you will see what will happen to you. Imagine what Allah joined between dua and lie. Because if you are a mu'min, even if you are a mu'min weak and a sinner and diseased, you call Allah. You constantly making call to Allah, beg Allah, oh Allah, give me the quality. But people who are arrogant and hypocrite, what do? They do not call Allah. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, one of the best rizq, one of the best provision Allah can give it to a human being is all the time making dua. The more making dua, the more you receive. Now, we come to a completely a different chapter. Chapter of Shu'ara. And Shu'ara meaning what? The people who do poem. Poetry?
Poet.
But the people who do the poem.
Poet.
Poet? The person who doing it?
Yeah.
Poet. Okay. By this way, these people who do poet. I said something wrong?
Do poems.
Poems. Bombs?
Poems.
Poems. Okay. Forgive me, people, about the P and B. Okay. I hope you get it. Okay. But now, this chapter is amazing. Really amazing. Why? The poem and the people who do poetry, what do? They are a liar. They don't mean it. Allah called them that. And this verse in Quran is really scary. Okay? What is scary about it is all the time, once in a while, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes one message. The majority of people will not be a believer. The majority of people will not listen to me. The majority of people will not see my sign. The majority of people will not respect my word. It's really scary. When you read this chapter, chapter al-Shu'ara, Ya Allah, and even tilka ayatul al-kitab al-mubin, tahsin mim, tilka ayatul al-kitab al-mubin. What it meaning? This is ayat from the book, mubin, the real. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you burden yourself so much. You're aching for people. Maybe you will be a believer. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after that, He will start emphasize a message. If I want, I will make them a believer. If I want, I send them my sign. But the majority will they be a disbeliever until they come and they gain the same message of the people before. What is the message of the people before? Hurricane, earthquake, volcano, major disaster, and all of a sudden it will happen and people will be dead. All of a sudden, no warning. Young and old, and please, young girls who came today, I know you're young, but once Allah allow you to hear, meaning Allah choose you. Once Allah choose you, now what are you going to do with the message? Be careful now. You can be young, but young is power if you comprehend it. Because you're not corrupted yet. You are in the edge of your own beginning of your journey if you take it in the right way. And even if you start by verse 8, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. In what I'm saying is an ayah, but the majority of people is not a believer. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will emphasize about Musa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep repeating His message. And again, like I tell you, this chapter is very like tough, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He emphasized the majority of people will not be a believer. Again, verse 67. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. In what I said is an ayah, and the majority of people will not be a believer. Now, if I'm listening to this and I'm a believer, what I should do? Thank, show gratitude. Now, when we come to the end of the chapter, or close to the end, is a beautiful dua. And this was a conversation between Ibrahim alayhi salam and other. When they tried to make him worship a statue, and he said, this statue and what you're worshiping cannot help you, cannot benefit you, cannot listen to you. And after that, he said, I worship my Lord. Who's that? They asked him. الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. The one who created me and he guide me. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. The one who feed me and give me, you know, drink. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And if I get sick, he curing me. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. And he's the one, he will take my soul and he make me die. And after that, he will make me come alive again. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَنْ يَغْفِرْ لِي خَطِيئَةِ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. And the one I hope and I wish, he forgive my sins in the day of judgment. رَبِّي هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Oh Allah, give me a status and make me among the pious people. Look at the wording. وَجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخَرِينَ. And give me a pure tongue. See the truth in this life and hereafter. وَجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ. And make me among the people who will inherit جَنَّةُ النَّعِيمِ, the high level in Jannah. وَغْفِرْ لِأَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. And forgive my father, he was among the stray people. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. And don't disgrace me in the day of judgment. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. In a day, no money and no wealth and no kids will benefit you. Don't forget, verse 88 and 89. This verse make one imam cry for 11 years. And he stopped teaching. Because he said, I did not live this verse. How I can teach? يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. In a day, no money, no wealth, no kids can benefit you. Except, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except those who come to Allah with a pure heart. What meaning pure heart? A heart belongs to Allah. This, believe it or not, I consider it a constitution to us. And Nuh alayhi salam, one of his dua, very beautiful dua. رَبَّنَا فَافْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ فَتْحًا وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ وَمَنْ مَعِي مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And here is repeated in Quran many times. Nuh alayhi salam did it, Musa alayhi salam did it, many other messengers did it. What is that? When you're stuck in a situation and has no any opening, who's the only opening? An opener, Allah. He said, oh Allah, افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. Oh Allah, open for us and open between us and our family with the truth, and you are the best opener. And again, verse 121, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah repeat this verse all over, over, over and over and in Surah Al-Shu'ara. All what I'm telling you is an ayah, and the majority of people will not be a believer. Now in here, close to an end is a message. This message was given to Hud alayhi salam, but I consider it to us too. What he said? He said to his people, what I'm doing with you, I'm just giving you da'wah. And I do not need the reward from you. أتبنون بكل ريع آية تعبثون. Do you spend your time building the maximum you can? وتتخذون مصانع لعلكم تخلدون. And you keep building like you're going to live forever. وإذا بطشتم بطشتم جبارين. And when you oppress like a real big oppressor. فاتقوا الله وأطيعون. Fear Allah and follow me and obey me. وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي أَمَدَّكُمْ بِمَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And fear the one who give you the knowledge you have. By this way, today what we have? Money, status, knowledge, this, that, and what we believe. We become believer of what we have. And we forget who give it in the first place. أَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ. He give you all this luxury and all this life and all these kids. وَجَنَّاتٍ وَعَيُونَ. And he give you all this garden and all these crops. إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. I am worried and fear from a severe torture. قَالُوا سَوَاءٍ أَوْعَظْتَ. أَمْ لَمْ تَكُنْ مِنَ الْوَاعِظِينَ. If you give us advice or not giving us, we're not going to listen. إن هذا إلا خلق الأولين. The early people, this their manner. What it mean? Allah tell us the majority of people will be in a denial. Why is he deny? Knowledge, money, kids, status, building. Today you find rich people building. Owning, building. What are you doing? You're not living forever. You're going to die. And they know it. And they pray. But they're so blind. They veiled. فكذبوا. They deny him. فأهلكناهم. We destroy them. إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين. And what I'm saying to you is an ayah. But the majority of people will not be a believer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala go to one story after another about the early people. Story after story. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He said, لا يؤمنون به حتى يروا العذاب الأليم. They will not be believing in what you're saying until they see the torture by their eyes. فَيَأْتِيهُمْ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعَرُونَ. It will arrive all of a sudden and they will never even feel it. Look at tsunami, earthquake, hurricane. Look at the people in Thailand or China last week when they have this typhoon. Do you think anybody was ready for that? Hey, it's a storm. Boom! This is the sunnah of Allah. And after that, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَيَقُولُ هَلْ نَحْنُ مَنْدُرُونَ. They would said, are we going to wait for that? أَفَبَعَذَابِنَا تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. They said, oh, you know, give us. You know, give us. Meaning, they're joking over the torture. After that, Allah said, أَفْرَأَيْتَ إِن مَتَّعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ. Did you not know if we give them enjoyment and make them enjoy this life until some time? This verse 205. ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ. And they will receive what I promised them. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. What they have and their enjoyment will not benefit them. وَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا لَهَا مُنْدِرُونَ. We will never torture a village until we send a messenger. ذِكْرَ وَمَا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. This is a reminder. And we never oppress nobody. And after that, final message from Allah to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all of us. And again, one of the فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُعَذَّبِينَ. Don't worship other with Allah. You will be tortured. Meaning, don't have shirk. Don't have association. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. And warn the people around you. وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And humble yourself to people around you who believe in you, in me. فَإِنْ عَصَوْكَ. And if they stray, فَقُلْ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And if they do not listen to you, say just, I'm pure from what you do. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمِ. And rely on the owner of dignity, the owner of mercy. الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ. The one who see you when you get up. وَتَقَلُّبُكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. And he know the status of your heart, even in the middle of sajda. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. He is the owner of all hearing, all knowing. هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ عَلَى مَنْ تَنَزَّلُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Did I tell you whom shayateen come down over? They come down over whom? They come out, تَنَزَّلُ عَلَى كُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ. It come over everyone. He has his heart. Sins and veils. And they put the word in your heart and your ear, the shayateen. They put the word. And the majority of what they tell you is a lie. Like the poem. Or the people who do poem. Did you not see? In every valley they go. They have no personality. They go every session and every group and every this. They talk. Nice talk. This was the quality of a mu'min. Silent. Humble. Do zikr of Allah. Hum. And be quiet. Do good deed. That's it. وَإِنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. What's the quality of these people? They say what they do not do. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except those who believe. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they try to do good deed. وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. And remember Allah in abundance. وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلُمُوا. And Allah will give them victory after they've been oppressed. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلِبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. And those who oppress an oppressor, they will know where they're going. Meaning Jahannam wal-'Azhab billah. Is this a soft message? You see? It's very strong. And even then, from beginning to the end, Allah said, but a very strong message. The majority of people would not listen. By this way, if you repeat what I said before, in a very small word, believe in Allah, rely on Allah, trust in Allah, do tasbih to Allah, do thanks to Allah, do zikr to Allah, be quiet, be humble, do good deed. Don't worry about other. Do your good, do your business, and that's it. Who will listen? Who will not listen? It's not your duty. But wake up about your own. Worry about your own. Remember who you are. And try to discover who you are. Be real. Don't be fake. If you're real, Allah will be with you. If you're fake, Allah will not be with you. Don't keep saying, I'm doing. What happened if Allah won't make you do more? This is another problem. Some people, when they do good deeds, they believe, I'm doing. But maybe Allah wants you to do more. How you know? This is a problem. Time. 20 minutes?
40 minutes.
40 minutes. You see, today, this topic needs a lot of reflection. A lot of reflection. My intention, we're coming to the month of Ramadan, the month of Taraweeh, the month of Quran. What it mean? It mean I should really beg Allah to comprehend the message. To leave Ramadan with some messages. And messages can be a constitution to me. You see? A message can be a constitution to me. If you look at Surah An-Naml, chapter of Naml, and amazing again, تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْقُرْآنِ وَكِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Again, this is a word of Allah. This is a word of Quran. وَكِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Mubin in here, it has many meaning. The criterion, the vision, the understanding, the comprehending, the ability to see, the ability to know, the owner of guidance. هُدًى وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Guidance and glad tidings to the believer. Who they are? الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. The first quality of the believer, the one Allah talk about it, is the one who establish salah, they give charity, and with the hereafter, يُوقِنُونَ. Complete yaqeen, complete certainty of faith. Today, the majority of all Muslims, they said, we believe in Akhirah. Look, it's not me. I'm going to tell you what Allah said right away. The following verse, verse number 4. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ زَيَّنَّا لَهُمْ أَعْمَلَهُمْ فَهُمْ يَعْمَلُونَ. Those who do not believe in the hereafter, we decorate their action. And we make them blind in their own action. أولئك الذين لهم سوء العذاب وهم في الآخرة هم الأخسرون. Those will have the severe calamity in Jahannam, and those are the loser. This is supposed to be verse. This is supposed to be verse for disbeliever, non-believer. But today, do I call myself a believer and think about Akhirah? And believe it or not, Surah An-Naml, chapter of Naml, containing the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam and Dawood alayhi salam. It containing the story of the Hudhud. What's the name of the Hudhud again? No, it's not. A lot of people do it woodpeck. No, it's not. I wish somebody saw it before and explained it to me. What's the name of it, Yam? The one you see it in Egypt.
I don't know the English.
The Hudhud. The one, the golden color with a crown over the head. Because the Hudhud is brown, was yellowish, was golden, with a crown over the head. Okay? And believe me, he's not a woodpecker. No. He's a very peaceful bird. Very peaceful. This is a Hudhud. Okay? You can look, try to look to the description I tell you. Again, the color will be like light brown mixed with dark brown mixed with golden and very light color like in a graduation level. This is his crown in the top. And with a long peak, and his body the same, identical. And his little bit above the bird, and smaller than pigeon. Smaller than pigeon, and bigger than a bird. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized something very important in here. A hudhud, a bird. He's jealous. He's jealous. But not jealous for a wife or a kid or money or status. Jealous because the deen of Allah. And Allah emphasized one scenario. When Sulaiman alayhi salam, the one who gained, Allah gave him the kingdom, never anybody will receive in this life and hereafter. Allah make animal, bird, wind, cloud, everything working for him. Even shayateen, jinn, everything working for him. To the point he said, cloud, come here, it come down. He go, him and all his kingdom above the cloud. And he commanding the cloud to take him anywhere he want. No passport, no travel agent, no ticket, boom. And even Allah give him something even unbelievable. The language of bird and animal and every creature. He can hear them and comprehend their language. And not only that, he can command the wind to put the rain except whatever he where he wants. Come rain, stay here. Go here. Kingdom, Allah said, never anybody will receive before or after. Finished. And this king, Sulaiman alayhi salam, he's sitting and he finds everybody present except one bird, the hudhud. And he look, he finds the hudhud from a distance. Like the hudhud is shy because he came a little bit late. You see, polite. Like, you know, he said, where is the hudhud? He said, I came with the news. I find people worship other than Allah. How dare you do that? And they have a big queens. By the way, one sheikh, he said, subhanAllah, he said something so beautiful. He said, Mali la ara al hudhud. He's talking to us. Meaning, where's the hudhud among us? Where's the one he has the heart similar to the hudhud? He worry about the deen of Allah. He care about the deen of Allah. He want the deen of Allah. He want to elevate the deen of Allah. He's jealous about the deen of Allah. Look at Sulaiman, what he said. Mali la ara al hudhud. Why I cannot see the hudhud? Today this scholar, he said, Mali la ara al hudhud. Where is the hudhud among the Muslim? Where? We do not have one hudhud. Imagine, we do not have one hudhud. Imagine how Allah look at us. He said, if you do not come with the knowledge of something important, I will slaughter you. But he came with something high. And the Hudhud has 3 points in the story. He said, when he gave him a letter to drop it to the queen of Saba, he said, this is in tafsir, this is in understanding and comprehending the story. He said, do you want me to send you some jinn with you? Some big bird to protect you? You know? Do you want some support? He said, Sulaiman, you give me a letter, and this letter containing Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It has the name of Allah. And you worry about me? I'm already protected. Where is the iman of the hudhud? Just because he carried a letter containing the word of Allah, he said, I'm fine. I do not need nobody. He will travel from Jerusalem to South Yemen alone, a bird, to meet a queen, give her a letter. This letter can drive her crazy, meaning he can be slaughtered in no time. But he's not scared. Because he carries the name of Allah. 1. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized the message. You can go to chapter Messenger and Prophets and you read this, or you hear the story of Sulaiman. But in here, I'm just giving you a snapshot. After that, when Hudud came back with the news is to give him some gift and money. He get angry. He said, "You want bribe me? I have plenty Allah give me." And right away, what kind of anger he has? He tell all his audience, "Who will get me this queen and her kingdom? One jinn?" He said, "I will get you the queen and jinn, the queen and her kingdom before you get up." And one, he has the knowledge of Allah. He said, "I get you the queen and her kingdom before your eye blink back." And when his eye blink back, he find all the kingdom of Saba in the front of him. What Sulaiman said? He said, "Rabbi, قال هذا من فضل ربي. This is from the fadl of my Lord. ليبلوني أشكر أم أكفر. To see me, I am going to do shukr or I'm going to do kufr. فَإِنَّمَا وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And whoever do shukr, he do shukr to himself. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. Allah do not care. You see, and here is a message. When you receive very high quality gift from Allah, when Allah give you bounty after bounty, what you should do? Thank Allah. By this way, in here, you have to know something Allah emphasizes in the Quran. In a time of bounty, either we gain shukr, and we thank Allah for gratitude, or we do kufr. What is kufr? The first stage of kufr, if I do not respect the gift. I do not thank enough. I do not show gratitude. And what happened? This is the status of kufr. Status of denying, meaning you're denying what Allah give you. And after that, he give her da'wah. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give us complete story about what happened. And after that, he give us what happening to, after that, to Lut alayhi salam and different messenger and prophet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this chapter, he did something else. Every time he mentioned his bounty, he asked you in a state of formative question mark. For example, أَمَّنْ جَعْلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعْلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعْلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِ وَجَعْلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنَ حَيَجِزًا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرٌ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this chapter, he always questioning mankind. He said, "Who create the earth? And who make it stable? And who make it has mountain, river? And he make the unseen barrier between sea and sweet water," which today we understand it today. Who create all this except Allah? They would say, "We do not know." بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The majority of people do not know. By this way, in here, you will find the majority of people do not know. The majority of people cannot comprehend. The majority of people cannot see. The majority of people do not respect me. The majority of people do not thank me. All over. And after that, a beautiful verse, verse 62, another constitution in Quran, so beautiful for those who want a real constitution of the Quran. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبَ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Who accept the desperate one except Allah. Who except the desperate one, the desperate call except Allah? ويكشف السوء. And he veiled, he left the hardship. ويجعلكم خلفاء الأرض. And he elevate you, and he make you the Khalifa of the earth. أإله مع الله. Is another one with Allah? قليلا ما تذكرون. Very little you remember. What it mean? I have a calamity. I have a hardship. I'm stuck in a situation. What will happen? Eh? Allah want me to do what? To believe in Him only. He's the only one can open for me. He's the only one can change condition. He's the only one can hear my supplicate and my dua. Meaning what? Don't call me and you have something in your heart for somebody. Don't call me and you have association of somebody. Don't. But this is the first quality in here. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبَ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Who will accept the desperate one except Allah? You desperate? You want Allah? Allah will open for you. In a way you never expected. And He changed condition. And after that, look at the way Allah emphasizes His message. أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيَكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Who guide you in the darkness of the sea and the land? Who? And whom send you a wind? This wind can be with rahmah from Allah. أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is another one you worship with Allah? تَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Praise to Allah from your association with Him. If you ask me today, if you really ask me today, one of the ultimate gifts you give it to yourself, clean the shirk of your heart. Because the shirk is not easy. We have a lot of shirk deep rooted in our heart. By this way, when I call Allah, I call Allah and. I call Allah and see, and who, and she. But Allah, can I keep calling Allah only? And after that again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His famous verse, قُلْ سِيرُ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْدُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. So go, walk in the earth and see the ending of the oppressor one, what I did with them. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Allah, His fadl, His gift, His rahmah, His bounty over mankind is a lot. But the majority of people do not thank Me. Verse 75, 76, another constitution. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَيَعْلَمْ مَا تَكِنُّ صُدُورَهُمْ وَمَا يَعْلِنُونَ. Allah, He know what deep in your chest and what you're saying. Don't play game. You cannot play game with Allah. Allah know the depth of what you have in your chest and what you have in your tongue. And after that, وَمَا مِنْ غَائِبَةٍ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Nothing hidden. Nothing is lost in this earth and the sky without being calculated in the book of Allah. Kitab al-Mubin. Allah al-Mahfuz. Everything Allah knows. Don't say I lost. Don't say somebody do not know. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَقُصُّ عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَكْثَرَ الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مَا يَخْتَلِفُونَ. This book, Quran, He gives the story of Bani Israel and the different and a misunderstanding among them. وَإِنَّهُ لَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And a guidance and mercy to the believer. You see, it's not to anybody. If you are in a state of belief and read Quran, it would be what? guidance and rahmah, mercy. And after that again, فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ الْمُبِينِ 79. Rely on Allah. You are in the right path. And after that, إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمَعَ الْمَوْتَى. You cannot let the death hear. وَلَا تُسْمَعَ الصُّمُ. And the deaf, you cannot limit here. الدُّعَى. إِذَا وَلُّ مُدْبِرِينَ. If you go away. What it mean? You cannot push anybody to get the message. You cannot. Either you receive it or you don't. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِهَادِيَ الْعُمْيَ عَنْ ضَلَالَتْهِمْ. You cannot guide those who are blind. إِنْ تُسْمَعْ. You are only can lead those who hear. Who's that? إِلَّا مَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِآيَاتِنَا. Those who believe in my ayah, they can hear you. فَهُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. They are Muslim. If you are sitting now, listening to this, what happiness you should have if you're able to hear. This is the message from Allah. If you lose all the dunya but you get this, what's the problem? And after that, Allah warned us about the Day of Judgment when He said, leave them until the animal will arrive, will talk to them with their own language. That's it, finished. As a sign from Allah. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start talking about the end of the time and the Day of Judgment and what will happen. And after that, the final message from Allah to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his people. What is that? قُلْ إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ رَبَّ هَذِهِ الْبَلْدَةِ. I've been commanded to worship the Lord of this ballad, meaning Mecca. الَّذِي حَرَمَهَا. The one who make it haram. وَلَهُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And he own everything. وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And being commanded to be among the Muslimin. وَأَنْ أَتْلُ الْقُرْآنِ. And I will recite Quran. فَمَنْ اِهْتَدَى. Whoever gain guidance. فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ. He will gain guidance to himself. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ. And whoever stray. فَقُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُنْدِرِينَ. I am only a warner. I'm only a warner. I warn you. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. You see now? وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Say thank Allah. سَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ فِي الْآفَاقِ. سَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ. They will show you His signs. فَتَعْرِفُونَهُ. This for the believer. As a believer, when the sign arrives, you will not understand it, you will comprehend it, you will really understand the wisdom behind it. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is not sleepy or a ghafil, or in a state of heedlessness from what you're doing. Meaning Allah, you know, everything you do, small and big. Now, in here is a message. We said Ramadan is the month of patience and the month of sincerity. Is this not about time now to check yourself? Why I'm talking? Why I'm silent? Why I'm doing? What I'm engaging with? What even I'm thinking about it? This is power. This is called Islam. The surrender and submission to the will of Allah. You surrender and submit, you are abd. You abd, you belong to Allah. You belong to Allah, Allah give you guidance, give you rahmah, give you vision, give you basira, give you light. Make you belong to Him, and most of all, make you rely on Him. And once you rely on Him, you're done. You do your job, you try, and that's it. And you make dua, and you beg Allah. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. This is a snapshot from Quran. And believe me, the rest of the verses is more scary because it's containing what will happen in the Day of Judgment. What will happen in the end of time. What will happen when Allah sent torture of our people. Nobody know. Nobody knows who is safe and when and how, young or old. And this is why my message, today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Do whatever you can. Knock the door of Allah. Do zikr, remember Allah. Do tasbih, do hamd. Thank Allah for every drop of hidayah in your heart. Keep your mouth shut. Don't talk unless there's a reason. Be careful. Don't open your ear for nonsense. Don't gain a company is not good for you. Don't go and spend a lot of time in chatting and gossiping and internet and all this. Don't. Your time is precious. You lose it, you lose your life. You lose your quality. You will have no dignity. Your dignity with Allah. Your elevation with Allah. The more you have dignity between you and Allah, to Allah, Allah give you dignity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the dignity with Allah, the dignity for Allah, the dignity toward Allah. May Allah give us the dignity with Islam, the dignity with Quran, the dignity of Iman. May Allah give us the dignity of this life and hereafter. May Allah make us live with dignity, die with dignity, enter our grave with dignity, resurrected with dignity, and elevated to the high level in Jannah, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our heart and make our heart pure for Him, by Him, toward Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our heart with iman and yaqeen and tawakkul ala Allah, to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our heart and body and soul and heart and brain full of subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. O Allah, make us praise you, ya Allah, until we fear nobody except you, until we love nobody except you. By this way, our love and fear only for you, our loyalty to you, our everything for you and by you and toward you, ya Allah. O Allah, give us ikhlas in the seen and unseen. Give us truth in the unseen and unseen. And if you see condition hit you so hard, don't beg except Allah. Don't seek except Allah. And don't blame except your nafs and shaitan. But blame your nafs harder. Because when our nafs is clean, our soul is clean, Allah will be with us. O Allah, make us believe in you. Rely on you, be with you. Give us basira and hikmah and nur and qabool in everything we say and we do. And give us the ghanima and barakah of Ramadan and Laylatul Qadr. And make us among those who gain Ramadan with your pleasure, ya Allah. Look at us and smiling to us. And don't look at us and be angry at us. O Allah, we are weak and you are strong. We are poor and you are rich, ya Allah. We are astray and you are the owner of guidance. We have no quality and you are the owner of quality. We beg you, ya Allah. We beg you, ya Allah. We beg you, ya Allah. Open for us the door of rahmah and guidance and hidayah and hikmah and basira and power and wisdom and ability, and make us for you, by you, toward you, ya Allah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. O Allah, give us the pure heart, the one who has nothing except you, ya Allah, to live with it, to die with it, to resurrect it with it, and make all our love and our life only for you, only for you, by you, toward you, ya Allah. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.